Welcome to the show that helps you break through barriers to achieve an extraordinary life. This is Life, Then Finance with your host, Karoy King. Questions from listeners just like you will help to foster practical solutions to issues in your life. Now, here is your host, Karoy King.
Hi, this is Karoy, helping you overcome those obstacles that are standing in your way. And today, I wanted to talk about the power of habits. I read a book of the same title not long ago, and it's by Charles Duhigg. That's the last name. And it was an awesome book. One of the points that really stood out to me was a habit will become a routine, is a routine that has become automated. At some point, we are not even conscious at what we are doing because it's what we do. For example, you park in the same spot every single time. The day you find someone else parking there, you're thinking, oh my God. With the power of habits, I would encourage you to identify your morning routine, your daily routine, your evening routine. Are they serving you? For example, when I wake up late, everything is thrown off. The whole day is like trying to catch up for the lost time. Knowing that, I decided every day, whether it's Sunday or whatever, I wake up at the same time, 6 o'clock. Come fire, come rain, 6 o'clock. But even when I wake up, what routines do I do? I love to do my devotion, do my green juice at that time because I had an issue taking the green smoothie. I tried every method and it failed to work. So I decided to do it during my devotion time. That's when I drink my green smoothie. So I know my spiritual mind is taken care of, my health is taken care of, and then I go on to work. So find your routines. Are they serving you? And they are just a few key habits in a day that your whole day rotates around. Those are the key habits you have to identify. They are the key habits that are destroying your day. It's the same issue all the time. Maybe you run late. Every time you're late, everything else starts going off. Then you get upset. Maybe because you're running late, then the people around you start to feel all your negative energy because you run late. Now you're upset at those people, you know, so your whole day just gets messed up. So what you're going to do is figure out those key habits that your day rotates around. If they don't benefit you, you're going to remove them. If they benefit you, you're going to keep them, but be alert, attentive to them, and add some more that will help you. So these days will get better and better and better. And at some point, they'll become habits, and it's what you do. You know, you get up, you know, you clean yourself up, do your devotions, eat your green smoothie or drink it or chew it, have your coffee, then start writing your articles or your blog or, you know, make a video. And these are key habits. For example, in your business, what are those key habits that your business is rotating around? Not everything is necessary. Some things are just noise. Yes, they have to be done, but they are not deal breakers. So keep your eye on the goal. Find those key habits. Till then, it's Karoy. Bye.
Thank you again for tuning in to Life, Then Finance. Please join Karoy King for another edition next week. For coaching, booking speaking engagements, and any other inquiries, please send an email to Karoy King at lifethenfinance.com or visit www.lifethenfinance.com. May the coming week be filled with exceeding grace and favor in every aspect of your life.